Funding for WBUR comes from MathWorks, creators of MATLAB and Simulink software, accelerating the pace of engineering and science. Learn more at mathworks.com.
As if Massachusetts' beleaguered child welfare agency didn't have enough problems, court delays are frustrating many of those working with the State Department of Children and Families. Many families say the problem is especially severe in Worcester County, which has the highest number of DCF care and protection cases of any Massachusetts county. At the same time, the court is down two judges to hear many of those cases. So, recently, we went to court. It's Wednesday, the busiest day of the week at the Worcester Courthouse. The second floor near Juvenile and Family Court is chaotic. Dozens of people are waiting or conferring with lawyers. Numbers are called for juvenile criminal cases. Many of the people here, like Guy O'Donnell of Holyoke, are waiting for proceedings involving the State Department of Children and Families, or DCF. O'Donnell is trying to adopt two boys.
They're 5 and 6. They're biological brothers, and they came into care in 2014.
O'Donnell and his spouse have been trying to adopt the boys for more than 2 years. Initially, he thought it would be straightforward because of neglect allegations and how the boys were living with 7 siblings, whom O'Donnell thinks are also in state custody, but living with other families.
I guess they were living in a van at the time. I think there's about 9 of them living in this van. And I heard they're eating out dumpsters.
This is O'Donnell's 4th scheduled hearing to determine whether to set a trial date for just the first step toward adoption, which is terminating the boy's mother's parental rights. If the rights are terminated, the boys then become legally available for adoption. O'Donnell sees the social worker involved with his case.
Hey, how are you?
Good.
The social worker tells him, fingers crossed, there's a judge today. A lack of judges is part of the reason for the delays in O'Donnell's case.
I wasn't optimistic because I knew there was only one judge, but it sounds like they brought in a special judge.
And that's sort of how you're finding out what's going on.
Mm-hmm. Yep.
Because no one's allowed to go into the courtroom, so everyone's just waiting out here to sort of hopefully run into the person who knows about their case.
That's what it seems like, yeah. It's a little haphazard.
DCF says the number of care and protection cases has gone up by almost 40% since 2012. Many say that's largely because of the opioid epidemic and increased scrutiny after high-profile DCF tragedies. That often means that cases like O'Donnell's are delayed.
The whole system is really heartbreaking because right now we're dealing with kids in foster care. They're the ones that have been abused, that they have been neglected, and now they're in this system that is doing it all over again to them.
3 hours into the wait, the social worker tells O'Donnell that cases are being moved upstairs, but his case no longer appears on the list.
Still don't know anything, but we've moved upstairs where it's quiet.
Yeah.
So, you still optimistic?
Less optimistic than at the start. But yeah, we haven't seen anyone. We weren't in the pile of cases that were ready to be talked about.
Even if O'Donnell does get a date scheduled, it could be months away.
We're seeing hearings way out, into 2021 now.
That's Rob Zargis, executive director of CASA Project Incorporated, which trains volunteers to be court advocates in Worcester for children in foster care. Zargis blames the problem on more kids in foster care, fewer foster parents, and too few judges.
That's the perfect storm to really kind of back things up there. And it's really a bottleneck at this point. And there's no easy fix to it, but we know that it's having an impact on kids.
You can play Thomas. Go ahead. Careful, hold the railing.
Amy Rassicott is trying to adopt 3 siblings who are 2, 4, and 6 years old. At her home in Palmer, the children are clearly comfortable. They call her mom.
I love you too.
When Rassicott started the adoption process, she says a DCF social worker estimated that it would be about 6 months before the kids would be legally free for adoption. That was 2 years ago. Rassicott says the limbo is hardest on the 6-year-old.
She does ask me things like, do I get to stay? Am I going to still be here? We have a family wedding coming up. And she has to worry about it.
Rassicott has written to state officials calling the postponements in her case heartless. Worcester State Senator Michael Moore has tried to help. He's asked the governor to expedite the process of naming a new judge and filling another open position that was created when a judge retired this year. Also, Moore is co-sponsor of the so-called Foster Parents Bill of Rights to help ease bureaucratic hurdles to a point.
It would provide a timeline, a process for them having to adhere to having these cases heard and resolved. But if we don't have the appropriate amount of justices, the courts will not be able to abide by that, the timelines.
The trial court says it's assigning special judges in Worcester when it can, and it's launched an initiative to speed up proceedings in child welfare cases. Yesterday afternoon, Governor Baker announced that he is appointing two new judges to Worcester, and those now go before the governor's council. As for Guy O'Donnell, who's trying to adopt two boys, after waiting more than 4 hours in court in Worcester, he did get a trial date in July.
There he goes, catch him!
Woo! Catch him!
Yeah.